Blog Talk Radio.
Your spiritual science, writing it down, studying it so that you could become a master at it, to work with it. You understand that you know your power days. You understand? You know when it's waxing and waning. These are all things that when you come on the spiritual path, you want to learn. You understand? It's not a lot. Kasha Bay, big up priestess, give thanks for your generosity and wisdom. I had a dream 2 days ago that a white vulture with Kameni Kajalia. That's a powerful dream. I forgot who is the Kameni goddess that have the white vulture. Wait a minute. Which one was that? Hold on.
For centuries, smart investors have used farmland to build wealth. Unfortunately, owning farmland has...
Kameni goddess, identified with white vulture. I forgot which one that is. Okay. Nechabet. Nechabet is one. The white vulture. Ooh, check you out. Okay, Akashibe. So you need to get down with Nechabet, my dear, because she is identified with the white vulture. Okay? So when she came down with Kemetic Regalia, flew to me on the rooftop and touched the palm of my hand. Now, when she touched the palm of your hand, that is imparting some type of knowledge, something that she passed on to you. So you have a lot of work to do to tap in with that energy. Okay? 297 souls in the ball. God willed it. Hit the like button. Yes. Yes. I've tried, but I'm somewhat new on my journey, and I'm rushing. You cannot rush the process. First of all, you cannot rush the process. This is a lifelong process. I've been on this bomba cloud journey for about 5 to 5 years. Yeah, you hear me? 5 to 5 years, and I'm still on it. And I'm going to be on it until I die. You do not rush anything. This is stuff that you cannot rush because it is a work in progress to decode, okay, and to unravel.
There's their process again.
How do you think you're going to rush this? You know what I'm saying? And the work that you have to do to elevate your ancestors, because at some point the work has to be done to elevate them on your journey.
That part.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
And you have to do your work before your blessings come in. Nechabet. Yes. Yes, she is the royal vulture. Okay? Yep. So what this sister saw was Nechabet coming to her. Oh, she needs to tap in with Nechabet. Like one of my priestesses that's on here, Priestess Nechabet El Ra. Can I use one of the Venus pentacles to work with Osiris? Certainly can, of course. Of course. These are all our pentacles. We're not having to say the patriarchy degree. Where do you think Solomon got them pentacles from? Are we to him, you know? You think, listen, don't shake the man, but I'm just saying. Let's keep it real. The oldest species on this planet is the black woman. Here's what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? The oldest species on this planet is the black woman. She is the mother of all. Feel me? And men are the youngest species on this planet. The youngest species here. Women created the Bible, the Torah, the Hadith, the Quran, all of that. You understand? And these were just books to help you to tap in to higher self, to tap in with source. Before they were plagiarized and corrupted. Yes. Oh, hey, man, Nana. Don't do that. Me bangling the name. Terrible with the name. But you are most welcome for that Bible link, because that Bible link, you can, you know, type stuff in it and it will give you the verse that you can use. Just make sure to put it in your own words. Put yourself in it. Who said them to the Bible website? No, you have to look clean. The black vultures in front of your building, they represent like the comedic goddess Nechabet. They also represent the Iami Aje. You understand? You got to, you know, like Google, like the symbolism of vultures. vultures also represent, because remember, vultures come and they eat away what is dead. You understand? They clear the path for new energy. They remove old, dead, stagnant energy. So whenever you see vultures, vultures is about something in your life that needs to be removed. You understand? It's about things that need to be done away with. Okay? And this is where you start tapping into the divine feminine. Brandy, thank you so much for the donation. What would be the best way to work with Wajet? The best way to work with Wajet is to go into meditation. There is, let me see. Let me give you the comedic phrase. Erta, E-R-T-A, Erta. Erta, Na, H-E-K-A-U, Na, A-P-E-N, Apen, W-B-W-A-D-G-E, W-W-A-D-J-E-T. Oh, let me spell that correctly. D-J-E-T. Okay, so there you go. Erta, Na, Haku, Apen, Wajet. Ertana haku apen ajet. Ertana haku apen ajet. Ertana haku apen ajet. May I be given the words of power of Wajet. Do you understand? The white vultures aren't credible. I watch them on National Geographic. When they eat blood, it is all over them. All of their feathers are white. No blood anywhere. Incredible. Yes. You understand? And there are certain totems that belong to us as divine feminine, the bird. I don't even think men don't realize that when they call a woman, oh, she's a bird, you know, thinking that they're insulting. You're actually paying her a compliment because the bird is actually one of our totems, going back to the Iami. Divine, holy shit, going through, same as punk ass turn of the girl. Let's see what. Punk ass turned my girl's phone off because he clean.
Okay, not sure what happened. Oh,
Clinton's here, come to you. Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, snakes, vultures, tigers, just about, you know, cats. I mean, it's so many totems, you know, but this is where when you see these things, you can, Jose, you know what I'm saying? Seeing hawks and crows often when sitting alone outside. And so what you do with that, Jose, is you Google this, you know, the symbolism of hawks. But on a basic level, I can tell you hawks represent opportunity for you to see. Remember, when a hawk sees some shit, like you see a mite, you know what I'm saying, and it's zeroing on that, and it fly down, it kick it up. You know what I'm saying? It talks about hopping on opportunity. The crows are ancestral energy. You know what I'm saying? They represent messages from the ancestors. When you see the crows, you know, okay? Those are messages for you. And when you see hawks and crows and stuff, birds, you know, any type of things that fly, it represents, you know, being in transit, movement. These are opportunities, going places. It doesn't necessarily mean leaving from one city, going to a next, but it's new things that's getting ready to come into your life.
Uh-huh.
Well, Fox, I know Fox can talk about you know, and I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of interpreting shit. Lorana Bay, Osiris, thank you so much for the donation. Fox can, you know, signify, you know, that you need to pay attention around you, to your surroundings, because sometimes, you know, we go through life and we are not really paying attention to our surroundings. It talks about paying attention to people around us. Listen to what people are saying. Look at their body language when you come into contact with people, because thoughts are tricks their spirits. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They're also solitary animals to a degree, even though some, you know, in pack, but they're solitary creatures who, you know, run with a pack. It's talking about taking time out for yourself, taking care of yourself, but also paying attention to your surroundings. Because a fox is very intuitive to its surroundings. It can detect the slightest nuance. Because sometimes we go through life and we just go through almost an automatic pilot. And we really need to be invested in really paying attention to our surroundings, okay? And when it's coming up to you, that is also, you know, one of your totem animals. And if you can't find anything about, like, a gray fox, then Google the color gray. You know, I know gray and silver, that's one of the colors of the ancestors. You understand? And like I said, fox are a trickster spirit, but they're also, you know, spirits that talk to you about paying attention to your surroundings. Okay. Kim Taylor, you've gotten great results working with angelic magic. Yes, you can get wonderful results working with angelic magic. Because angels, you know, that's a complete occult path, just dealing with angels. And like I said before, they're not these namby-pamby light and love, you know, entities. You have some that are like that, but you have angels that deal with everything. You understand? If someone kindly send the Bible link, I just came on. The Bible link is there. You just have to scroll up. I mean, Hathor, help me out with this, with the motherfucking Bible link. Hathor, oh, you sleeping? Yo, come put the Bible link in there. Can't they scroll up and get the Bible link? No? It's too far up? Okay, my daughter said it's too far up. I'm going to get ready for custom bomba flag. All right. To the Bible link there again. Okay. The Bible link. Make sure, yes. What's best to put outside the door for protection? That's discreet. What's best to put outside the door for protection? That's discreet. The most things I can say is just, you know, you can sprinkle sea salt with some red brick dust. You can put a piece of crystal outside, like a big-ass piece of black tourmaline. Hey, Hathor. No, I'm not sending upstairs for that. But you can get a big-ass piece of black tourmaline that you have blessed and charged. You know what I'm saying? Pray over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, really put some protection. You can even speak a mantra. Remember, listen. Your sacred heka is your word. You know what I'm saying? And you can put the word in that piece of crystal and put it outside your door. You can do it with, like, a regular piece of crystal if you don't want, you know, black tourmaline. You understand? But if you are going to be doing protection, you know, that's discreet. unless, you know, I mean, when it comes to protection and things like that, you have to get over worrying about what other people are gonna think. I'm not saying you got to put no big-ass voodoo doll on your door. You understand? But, you know, you can do crystals that you have prayed over. Put a protective plant with a crystal in it. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Put a protective, you're welcome, Debbie. Put a protective plant with a crystal in it. You can put, yep, people giving you stuff, egg under a mat, or you can do a piece of mandrake root underneath a mat. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the brush on you in this time. I give thanks to my ancestors. I lost my ancestors. I made up another portal. That's up to you and them. You know what I'm saying? Lucifer's sigil. Yeah. You know? J.P. Fennell, Moses, Wadwan. Yeah, I mean, it's all up to you. You know what I'm saying? You can even put a cross, even though the cross has signified negative things, but it was ours before it was taken over by the Moors, okay? And it really represents north, west, east, and south, the four corners of the world, dealing with Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel.
Something,
you know what I'm saying?
Something great to know, too, guys, is when we are taught is to the directions, north, east, south, west. When it comes to history, I don't want to say everything is a lie, but everything is a fucking lie. Okay, so when it comes to history, everything is a lie, believe nothing. You either take that or you don't. You know what I'm saying? But to somebody who does not want to continue looping, because see, guys, we have to understand that many people are content. Long as we have some type of clout and some type of ranking, we're content with the mind games that we play on one another. So there are people on higher levels who are content in looping. They're okay with it. So to lie to the people, to sell the people a story over and over and over again, over and over and over again, they get some type of benefit out of it. So, you know, you got the house, you got the car, you got the statue, you got the clout, you got the, you know, whatever it may be. Please understand that most people are content in playing these games that we play. And then there are a few of us who do not want to continue to do that. This is who Enhancing Awareness Radio is talking to. Those very few people, because we are not going to continuously play these ring around, and I'm talking to my goddamn self too, about my goddamn self when I play with myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just getting these downloads as I say. I forgot where I was going with that, but let's see. About 20 minutes of this.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can spell up anything. Okay? You can fill up anything, and you can leave it outside for protection. Okay? So that's what it is. You understand? Tanisha, Linnell, hi, goddess. By all means, don't put blood over your door. Yeah, I mean, see, blood over the door would be done inside. You wouldn't want to do it outside. I'll tell you that now. Because you fuck around and have everything that's out there in the universe coming to your door.
Ooh.
Blood is life force. It's life energy. And witches, we tend to use blood. And, you know, well, we can put it across our door. But it's usually mixed with something. But it's inside. It's just not outside. That's just some extra shit. I don't even pay attention to why is Jesus' cross longer at the bottom? I don't give a shit. I, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I'm just not, you know. Give thanks to my ancestors. You're welcome. A man from India told me feeding strays can help lessen the effects of malefic planets by feeding animals on a regular basis. That too, you know. You want to have this symbiotic relationship with other things out in nature. Jericho plant water behind the door. There's a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? There is a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, so that's pretty much it. What time is it? 2 hours yet? Jose Alfredo Roth, thank you for the donation. I love your spirit of feelings. I've been so much understanding from your content. Thank you. That's my job. Yeah, the oldest blood type on this earth who the broad is O negative or O positive. That is the original blood type. Yep. Mm-hmm. What about spiders? Spiders represent an aspect of the divine feminine that deals with patience, okay? Because when you look at a spider, she has taken the time to, you know, spun this intricate web. Know what I'm saying? And so, you know, spiders represent taking time, okay? Spiders represent taking time. So this is what it talks about, is patience on your path. So when you see spiders, those are also totems. Totems is also one of the divine feminine, you know, that's one of our totems. Not everything is spiritual. What does it mean spiritually? Always blowing the stomach issues. Something that you might want to check in. You might want to get like something that has anti-blows. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't have to do with anything with spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Some shit is just, you know, I mean, what's your bowel movement like? You know what I'm saying? You might need a good clean out, you know? There's things that causes bloat. Certain food that you eat, you know what I'm saying? You may want to look into what you're putting in your body. You know, what does it mean spiritually always bloated? What does it mean spiritually that can leave you bloated? You know what I'm saying? So that might not have anything to do with spiritual. Do I have any pets? No, I don't. I have children, and I don't want the responsibility of pets. I've had pets before. They've either ran away or got stolen. Finding out your spirit of land and of place. Your land being extremely protective. What matters most is what you think. It's the intention. Right. Yeah, because here's the thing. Your heka. You know what I'm saying? Your sacred heka that you put into things. Like, this is an ankh, and it's a copper ankh. And, you know, I love copper. Copper deals with the energy of demons. This is Lucifer, the energy of Lucifer. And, you know, the ankh symbol of life. You know, it also, you know, looks like, you know, the uterus and all of that. And it represents life. It represents eternity. It represents a whole bunch of stuff. Now, when I take the ankh and I speak into it, I empower it with my sacred ashe. It can be done with anything. I can take this Oshun san and I can empower it with my sacred ashe. You understand? You can do work with your throat chakra by working with some lapis lazuli that you put across. Where are you going? Huh? Oh, you're going to sleep? Wait, not yet. I'm almost done. I'm going to do this for 2 hours. You know, your sacred ashe. You know what I'm saying? And you can empower anything that you desire. You have to have, you know what I'm saying, the authority. You give your work authority. Okay? You can Google all of these things. You can Google about bats. You know what I'm saying? I don't really deal with the bats, you know, but they have, in some path, bats are seen as like malevolent creatures somewhat. Heka has been activated, yep. Yes, once your Heka has been activated, you have to be careful with what you put out there. You know what I'm saying? Because once that Heka has been activated, if you speak something into existence, I tell my son that he has a very activated Heka, don't throw things out there even in jest. You know what I'm saying? Can one use only coconut milk to clean heads, or needs to be mixed? It needs to be mixed with other things. Okay. Yep, copper plate. Yep. Why mention Lucifer? That's a foreign. No, Lucifer. I also work with Lucifer. Okay. Now, first of all, Lucifer is one of our deities, okay? Lucifer was a female angel that decided she did not want to be a part of the angelic order, so she decided that she wanted to break rank. First of all, Lucifer is identified with the planet Venus, okay? Sky Watchers, okay? So I'm detecting your little attitude, you know what I'm saying, that you want to come on and you want to school me. But understand, I work with a myriad of deities, entities, and spirits. I'm one who walks with many, okay? And Lucifer is a female angel that comes to liberate humanity. From the bonds of religious ignorance and spiritual ignorance, okay? I merely held up the Ankh. Okay, the Ankh has nothing to do with Lucifer. However, copper that's identified with Venus, and Venus is identified with Lucifer. So, you know what I'm saying? What I want folks to understand, I can read energy. You understand? So no need to come on here and, you know what I'm saying, because I can detect the slightest nuance. Okay? I'm going to let you be very good at that. Okay, let's see what else we have here. Can we use, okay. No, you're not. No, you're not. You wasn't disrespectful. The snake usually don't like it being done to my son. That's why I feel so tempted. I don't like. Well, if you want to step in and you want to help your son, you can. The snake represents transformation. Snake is about life, death, rebirth, and transformation. Okay, snake is also about immortality and wisdom. Okay? I have worked with Ashtaroth, however, Ashtaroth to me is not a demon, you know. These people that turn Babylonian goddesses and all of this stuff into demons, I just let them be great. I can't be bothered with that. You know, if you don't like what's being done to your son, then you can step in with Archangel Michael. You know what I'm saying? You can step in. Michael deals with justice, okay? Michael also rules over the police, just so you know. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey.
Always.
Hey.
You know, I said, Aja, what's going on, goddess? You know what I'm saying? You can always invoke and petition Michael. You know, there's a lot of things I would like to say, but I don't want to knock at my door, you know, in dealing with these people, because it doesn't matter if they're police, military, or whatever. We have entities that govern over those people, those orders. And, you know, it don't take nothing to invoke some shit. You know what I'm saying? When people step out of line, people step out their lane. You understand? Because you have all right to defend yourself. You have all right to live a peaceful life. You understand? And you have all right to walk on this planet free, unmolested. And not because somebody have a badge or a gun or they're a part of a certain crew, a part of a cult or whatever, that they feel like they can just walk around and terrorize some shit. Because, honey, we got shit that can terrorize your ass. Okay. What is it? Okay. All right. So I'm going to take my ass on. Oh, wow. At Lilith Ashra. Now, Lilith, you know, was a rebellious goddess. You know what I'm saying? But Ashtaroth, no, but whatever. Yes. Yep. I don't know why they put them in as demons. Archangel Michael, yes. Archangel Michael is actually one of the angels that deals with soldiers, police officers, court system, anything that has to do with justice. Archangel Michael can be petitioned. Archangel Samael, okay? Samael, that is the angel of Mars, okay? Okay. Yep. Venus magic is very intense because Venus is a planet that is identified with Lucifer. Again, you know what I'm saying? And Venus herself is a goddess that's identified with Inanna. You know what I'm saying? And there is two different coins of Venus. There's one side that is very peaceful and loving and, you know, all about love and creativity and abundance and all of this. And there's another side, the shadow side, that's about war and destruction, okay? But bottom line, if I didn't make anything clear, what I wanted to make clear is for people to understand that this is your time now. You have the power, and you have to take back your power and to start walking on this planet with authority. Not with arrogance, but with authority, and to know that you actually have, you know, things at your disposal that you can work with. Samael, yes, Samael is good for protection. But the first thing to start with is your natal chart, your numerology. I cannot stress it enough because every planet is connected to a plant, a entity, a crystal, you know, elemental makeup, all of this. 222, powerful, yes, yes. This is some powerful energy. Yep, boy, you're rolling through this bitch. Matter of fact, I did some quarry shells earlier, and when I threw the quarry shells, I got Osa Ose, which is Oya and Oshun together, you know? So I'm going to have to take some time and get into this. I have met Papa Legba in person twice. Humans think I'm crazy. And you can meet anything in person because they will manifest themselves to you. Mm. Well, the basic, Kingzil, first of all, to be an astrologer requires years of study. This is not something you can master, but the very basic that you can use for your chart, you can relatively, you know, be able to understand that in math, provided you spend some time and have your notebook, your note, you know, your pen to take down some notes and to go through it bit by bit, doing the research until, you know, you have the money to go get your chart professionally done. Okay? So on that note, Hattie, it's 2 hours. Okay, so spiritual family, on that note, I am going to take my black ass on and take my ass to bed. Until we meet again next time, same bat time, same bat channel.
All right.
You know, and just remember, you are your own God. You are here at this time to take your power back. Stop giving your power over to we did that under the Piscean Age. We gave it to the church, and we allowed them hold. So now you lead your damn self.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody, sweet dreams, wonderful dreams, and we shall meet again. All right?
Let me be honest with y'all. I'll promise you, Eternal, I think you can thank you. Let me tell y'all. This show was put off. I think this show has been in the lineup all year, actually. And I've been putting it off, moving around, putting it off. But you see how this shit works? It was needed in this divinity of timing. You know what I mean? And also, I had another show. I had another podcast. Let me tell you. Sometimes I just have to tell y'all the shit that go on. I promise. Her story, his story. We're going to be talking about her story today. But this podcast was scheduled, and I promise you guys, I was trying to rearrange the schedule in the back end on the ear side. The show would not let me. It did not allow me to reschedule this show. You know, Eternal, you heard it? You heard it. We'll come back after this.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops going up. We're just
big wheels, still addicted to J's. Favorite team with my fitted in every color they make. I paint the town in every city I stay. ADD or you just never really learn how to play. A living, breathing, walking memory on memory lane. Tell me, are we really moving or just dreaming in place? What's the day? Out of space, still in search of something great.
Something great.
In the museum of broken toys, just trying to fill the void. Yeah, I wake up a different year, different fears. Tables turn, I try not to interfere. Yeah, shifting gears, trying to steer, things change, see it getting smaller, am I ripping mirror, are you here, are you really here, can you hear me clear, biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear, yeah, tell me, are you really here, if it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough, I don't know if I'm right or not, tell me who. Stops growing up. We're just beginning. The world I toy for boys and girls and boys. Tell me whoever stops growing up.
Yeah, how you expect to mean something to the world if the world don't mean something to you?
Hey.
Ay, focusing on all the negative, the only thing that's negative is something in you. Ay, we become the people that hurt us the most. That's why the saying is keep your enemies close. Start giving attention to what you don't want in life, or be prepared to experience it the most. I became everything I used to criticize. How that look inside the critic's eyes. Yeah, but all roads lead home. We just arrived at a different time. Are you here? Are you really here? Can you hear me clear? Biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear. Yeah, tell me, are you really here? If it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
Alright guys, you know, I love that song because, you know, Usher says we just be kids, the world's our toy, you know, and I mean, that's true, you know, guys. Have you ever just thought, you know, to yourself, or just even weighed or looked at, you know, being an adult, what if that is the program, you guys? Being an adult and having to get something right or having to do something the right way, you know, this whole societal structure and system, what if that is the loop? What if being an adult is the trap? And Usher said it best, you know, we're just big kids. The world is our toy. Earth is a school, you know. Have you ever, like you told me, I see you with the, let me unmute you. I see you with the animals, you know, the animal totems and all of that. And, you know, when you are doing that, you're like a big kid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that is your totem. Like, you connect with that. Me, it's a venture, you know, like Six Flags and roller coasters, which I haven't done all summer. I need to do that. But anyway, you know, like whatever your muse is, you know, this is just for the general, for everybody. Whatever your muse is, you know what I'm saying? When is the last time we connected with that? So royalty, royalty, royalty. Tony, your mic is unmuted. Royalty to you. All right. You may be muted. Royalty.
Greetings, bro. How you feeling?
You know, my feeling word today is inquisitive. I don't even know what the hell it means, but inquisitive.
Right. Yeah, it's a new day. So once we get into a new day, you know, it's that new effort. I'm not gonna be here for long. But I did have some valuable things to say.
Okay, great.
Go ahead. Still keeping us going. Because even if it's a day off, it's not. Nobody that thinks they have a day off, they don't. Your time of leisure, day off, no. realize what your leisure is, your pleasure, like you said earlier. It might be riding on the roller coaster. It might be rolling on a roller skate. You know, it could be so many things that, just like myself, I learned how to experience my skateboard from a left leg to a right leg. And I had to depend on my other leg that I usually don't depend on. And this helped me get to where I'm at now in this stage. I'm looking at, if you got cartoons to look at Avatar and look at Korra, The Legend of Korra. The Legend of Korra basically tell you about metal bending and plasma bending. They kind of ended off with Avatar giving you that same thing about the metal bending. So we didn't really know too much about it. And then a little bit of about blood bending. Blood bending represents your plasma bending. So we are avatars. We all got avatarial connection. Now, how does it start? Is your masculine and your feminine. Now, of course, that's your left and your right eye. Now, as you said earlier, the adult is how we acted. We wanted to become an adult fast. So a lot of us as children, we were already programmed to say, I'm an adult. I do adult things. And so when we got older, we find out you don't want to be old. You want to be young again. Think about that. The movie is telling him or telling us about him. And he grew old early because he wanted to get older faster. And because of that, a lot of us would want to learn how to become an artist. We didn't know through the powers of a leg, but you have to probably get touched the wrong way, which is the left way to a right way. And then you find out it was wrong because of the time frame. It was left because it was not included. And so what we find out, sex and sensuality, this is the left and the right. This is the masculine and the feminine. Now, of course, it changed to male and female, and that's how it became species to a lot of us. So now when we culturally are connected, we feel like it's an occult. So you feel like I'm not connected to it. So what you'll find out, though, just like the insects, they're connected to you just as much, and you wouldn't know it until you start to go into your childlike ability. And that's where your third level is. That's where Lucifer, as Lucy, being far, and as the man Lou, being Lewis. So the Lewis is my name, right? And I had to get that name of my last name to find out my father, being Samuel, is also the devil. So you'll find out Lucifer, it might be in your family. And you're just not knowing it. It might be the man that's mad about women. And that's how he ended up being Lucifer. Or that confirmation right there. And there's the dog, Ampoo. Ampoo,
hey.
Being that we have to know about Ampoo, Ampoo is the guardian. So the Ampoo is going to yell, scream like a child. So when we think of the sound or the echo, whatever is affecting our child, our dog or our animals or our insects get affected first. That's why it's very important. Say again.
You said whatever's affecting our child and it kind of broke up.
Oh, no. I said what's affecting our child is affecting us. It'll be start to become annoying or, you know, but they want you to pay attention. I saw a dog bark at a shirt yesterday. Now, he barked at the shirt because the shirt was moving. It wasn't because it was on a mannequin, because it was moving. And so he saw something moving. He said, yo, what's that? He started barking at it. But the child that was holding the dog just kept on pulling the dog. And that's when you see from a dog or from a dog to a child, the child is the dog as well as the child. I mean, it's the child being a child. So now we see the difference between the two. Now, the difference between them two is that the child is still learning the dog. When the dog is basically at its own size, its own form, yet is learning everything else. And that's a little different. So we're going to learn, are we going to be an animal? We're going to be a man? You know, there's stages to it. And just like the dog. The dog going to say, am I a puppy or am I a bigger dog? You know, and as a puppy, the puppy wants to be an adult already. So this is why we're going to find out that you do got to set a little boundaries towards our children, towards our dogs, you know, all those things, so they graduate. First, maybe put another mannequin in front of this dog and put it at his size versus it way up tall, and he don't know the difference. So that way, when he sees it again, the experience will be more relative versus just irrelated. When we do the irrelated certain situations, our impulse also is there. So now imagination might be blocked. And that's why we block our eyes. We've been blocked by a lot of our eyes. Now, not just the eye physical, yet the eye physical does get blocked too because we speak eye. Our mentality is saying, I did this, I did that. But when you speak that way, you're not looking through your own lens anymore. Not the lens that's what everybody connects to. You're looking at a personal lens. And when it became personal, it also becomes the ego. Now, the ego could be good. Confirmation. The ego also could be on the opposition of that good. So when we say opposition of it, masculine, feminine. What is it that we're doing in the atmosphere? How's the atmosphere either helpful or non-helpful? There's the dog. See how that works? So when you find something that's disturbing, the other one will bring out the other side that makes you say, this is a disturbance. This is a disturbance.
Hey, hey.
And as a child, we would do that. A child will say, Mommy, he's messing with your car. And she'll be like, what? What are you doing messing with? So your alert has to be just as calm as not seeing it as you would see it. So that's what we call the invisible energy, and that's plasma. Plasma works with your ether. And what I mean by that is your plasma is the real reason why you have dry and wetness to yourself. And this what releases your toxins when you're in the sunlight. So let's say you got shoes off. Your shoes off will help you not burn like feeling like the pavement. Now, of course, if your feet is on the pavement, you'll feel the burn. But if your feet on the grass, you're grounding. It's a little different. That's how you find out, like I had a dragonfly get in front of me, put his body on the metal, and pick his tail up. And now the heat is exerting out of the dragonfly. So you get to learn from animals, insects, children, as adults. Now, the thing about when we get an adult, we think we don't have to learn anything else. That's
yep.
And that's
oh, yeah.
a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the ego gets a little bigger than it needs to be. So I ain't going to go any further. I'm going to just say about this. My sister's Earth Day, Earth Strong, was 2 days ago. And I found out when I connected to her, I did it two rituals. One was during my mother and father's, as they do Mother's Day and Father's Day. Well, I did a mother and father ritual. I don't do the days. I do rituals. So whether I get up,
mm-hmm.
just like how you do a ritual of your birthday cake, it's a ritual. Not knowing it could be helpful. Now, what I mean by I did a ritual for mom and my father, I put a painting up resembling energy. I put anything in the resemblance of your family. You know, I put that there. Also connected to the ancestors, so I put some food down as well. I like living ancestors, so I deal with the insects. I bought food for them as well. And before I start to go into my meditation, I had all this set up. It's like a table. Making as you do the dinner table, same thing, breakfast, all them lunch tables, eating table. So my eye is about balance. So I put balance on the table, sat down, did my connection. Now, I did this for like three different times. The first time, I was just connected to my child and my son, my daughter's child as well as mine and the child I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it all connected to my intermediate family. Then I went to my mother and my father who created the root of me. Once I did that, I connected to my sister and she popped up. Not once, but twice during my ritual. So I know it works. You just got to stay consistent with it. Just like you go to church, same thing. You got to be more consistent with it. Why do I say that? Is that how you get through your shadow work? Now, I don't know what type of shadow work you got to do. I'm not there. However, through the experiences I went through, shadow work deals with going back to your old original wherever you was at and had your drama and fix that energy. Don't keep thinking past is hurting you. Become present. If past is hurting you so much, change it. Change it. Not change it where I'm going to go to the past and fix it. You can't. That's the past. But if you can be in the present where the past was at, you can change that. And that is getting your key back. Everyone has one. And it's through your breath. Sit there long enough. Breathe through it. Maybe you got to cry about it. And how the sister said, yell it out. Ah! Get it out. Don't keep that energy in there. What you're doing is you're going to cause a hernia to your body if you try to throw it back on that person that you think that they're going to listen. They ain't going to listen to you because they gave it to you. So when we think about it, hurt people only hurt people. So you can't stand thinking that this person's going to help you after you just got hurt by this person. It don't work that way. You got to find the same door you walk in, same door you walk out, but now elevated from that door you walked in. That's how you find out your true self. See, that's my cue too. So I give thanks. I talk to y'all soon. I got to get back to what I got to be doing right now. Got to get this connection to my child. It's coming on this earth. And yes, we're talking about Lilith's energy.
Okay.
So we there. We there,
all
bro.
All right.
We there.
All right.
Yes. Much love, bro.
All right, brother. Well, appreciate you for hopping on and, you know, hopping on and staying consistent in what, you know, we do here at Ear. So enjoy the Vinny the Beat. I know that that's a muse for you. So enjoy. And we will tomorrow, Eternal, we got Lionsgate Portal tomorrow, 8-8.
Okay, yeah.
8-8.
Hey, we got to talk about
yep.
that, the gate. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I'll get more in tune with you on that one. All right, bro.
Okay.
Peace to you, man. Love you, man.
And tell your, I don't know if she's your baby mother or significant other or what at this point, but tell her I said hello.
I mean, she's still the spiritual wisdom that's around us, so I'm going to still give her that, the spiritual wisdom, you know.
Okay.
From the youngest of our
okay.
generation to the older of our generation, we're still learning how to grow from it. So these are our experiences. Okay. Never give up on anybody. Just make it unconditional love. Maybe make your distance,
absolutely.
But it's still all love, period.
Got it. All right, we'll see.
All
right, Eternal. We'll chat later. All right.
Peace. Take it easy, brother. Peace.
All right.
I say yo.
All right, guys. I'm going to end it here. I'm not going to go further. You know, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. That wisdom, you know, I love to always end the podcast with when the elders, you know, speak, guys. So I'm not going to add, you know, to that. I just, please join us tomorrow. At 10 a.m., okay? So 10 a.m., please join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. For Lionsgate. You know, this is going to be interesting. We got a lecture, of course, and we're going to talk about it. And, of course, I've been talking to people in the background about manifestations. So 8-8, from what I understand, is a powerful manifestation time. So your rituals and whatever, you know, you got going on. So it's going to be a great turnout, you guys. So join us tomorrow for 8-8. And the Lionsgate portal. All right, guys, remember, you are the creme de la creme. Royalty.
I go Willie B. I go Harimbe. I go Mutombo. The Kimbe. Get that Lewinsky. Will Smith pay. Independence Day. No Scientology. I know my geography. Roll up the collagen. I came up from poverty. Now fuck off my property, fuck off my property, fuck off my property.
Please don't test my
property.
I don't know the scum. Crim de la crim. I don't fuck with them. Crim de la crim. I was a grown man. I don't need no new friends. Funny how they smile and they grin. Two colors are hiding within. It's easy to slide and pretend when you wear the disguise of a friend. Wonder would she ride if I wasn't in the 500 Benz. I don't know, I don't get the shit. Why fuck with hoes that ain't interested? Smoke all your weed, drink all your liquor, and Snapchat the shit like it's Christmas gifts. Goddamn. Shit, I know, cause I witnessed it. It's all about how they leave your life. It's never about how they entered it. Crew. I don't know the scum.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Crim de la crim. I don't fuck with them.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Crim de la crim.
I could touch the
I'm just a normal boy that sank when I fell overboard. My ship would leave the country, but I'd rather swim ashore. Without a life that I'd be stuck against. Wish I was much more masculine. Maybe then I could learn to swim like 18 miles away. Now floating up and down, I spin colliding into sound. Like whales beneath me diving down, I'm sinking to the bottom of my everything. It freaks me out, the lighthouse beam has just run out. I'm cold as cold can be. Be. I wanna swim away but don't know how. Sometimes it feels just like I'm falling in the ocean. Let the way
would like to remind you that life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes. And go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime and be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Yeah, stay dedicated, stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, your sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without, you know? And I've been broke so many times, and I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty times, plenty nights, and I didn't see no finish line. In my sights, still I grind, 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 24/7. Grind, 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 7 through 7. When they gon' pay out, can't take a day out. Working them night shifts, and then I got laid out. I had to get it, I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why'd you chillin', why'd you chillin'? I'm sacrificing my sleep, I'm manifesting these dreams. Andrea, understand the nature of this reality, or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought, you are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Hey, stay dedicated and stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah. Sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out.
Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated to stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate, don't pay out no mind, homie. They gon' pay out. I promise they gon' pay out.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature. It's a whole new start. The new year. Wait a minute. Every day's new year when you're following your calling. Can I get a hello there? Let me just first start by saying I am infinitely, infinitely grateful, right? Infinitely grateful to connect with great people every single day, right? And I call this whole year, which really is every day, right, the year of unity, where we're letting go of the old, we're embracing the new paradigm, right, where magic, we're going to see it's going to be all around us. So when we talk of manifesting 3-3 magic, I get thousands of questions. It's hard for me to keep up. But I get a lot of questions around synchronicity. Why do I see 11-11, 2-2-2, 3-3? Why do I think of someone and then they just appear? Let's breathe in that good-ass prana first. Right. Okay. We're there now. Okay. So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. You see, there are things only synchronistic people will understand, understand and overstand. That is, for example, that, hey, yes, I see 11-11 a lot, and 2-2-2 a lot, and 3-3-3 a lot. And it's all because I am in alignment. So when I say 3-3 magic, I'm talking about alignment magic. The reason why the number 33 was so powerful in ancient mystery schools was because it's in correspondence to the 33 vertebrae, spinal column, right? So it's transformation, elevation, and that's where we're heading in the year of unity, right? A lot of people say, I see 11-11. 11 is the gateway. Two ones, right? It's a gate. You are going through something, right? You're paradigm is shattering. You are now piercing the veil of illusion to embrace the secret, which is life isn't what you thought it was. Can I get a hello there? Don't worry about it. 2-2, you are now becoming an architect. You are now realizing the world we live in is like a computer simulation. That's why we use computers, zeros and ones. So let's dig deeper. Let's dive deeper. How to manifest 3-3 magic. Well, let me just talk about sound thinking. Ever been thinking about something and then you turn on the radio and then a singer says the exact word you're thinking about? Oh my gosh! Really creepy, right? What's going on? As a psychologist, a counselor, but more so an infinite being with no labels, I say that synchronicity is where your dominant thoughts align with your life and become your dominant experiences. That's why sometimes you're thinking about a fruit and then someone walks in the room with a t-shirt saying banana. Wait a minute, I was just thinking about banana. That's what happens, right? Sometimes you meet a random person, but guess what? You find out they're not random. They're actually an old family member. Can I get a hello there? What I call the hidden connection, right? 3-3 magic is all about realizing that word is bond, right? Many years ago, I went by the name of Kemet Prince One. Now, if you're a deep diver, you should know that. If you're not, don't worry about it, right? And that was powerful because once you connect back to the ancient mystery schools of Egypt, it's powerful energy. But at the same time, I was keeping myself in a box because I was just at the 1-1 stage, right? The 11th stage, which is the first gateway. Then the 2-2, then the 3-3, leading on to infinity. So, it was great. It made me feel empowered to know all of these ancient secrets. But at the same time, the magic wasn't happening like it should. So I said, okay, walking down the ocean, I said, whoa, the ocean is super powerful. Infinite waters. Can I get a hello there? As soon as I connected with that force, the force of infinite waters, game over. I manifested the 3-3. I manifested the 3-3 magic, which is all about transformation. No borders, no boundaries. That's why I connect with millions of people every single day. Because once again, it's all about the names you use and the energy you embody. You see, once you change one area of your life, all other areas change, right? There was a time where I used to feel really sorry for myself, right? I used to be all tucked in bed, didn't want to go out, didn't want to see you, definitely not you. But then one day, the sun shone on my face, and I got inspired, right? I breathed in that beautiful prana, and I said, it's time to go out, right? It's time to realize there's more to life. And as I changed my perspective, as I changed my inner experience, feeling better about myself, all other areas of my life became aligned to that. You see, that's why I always talk about the inner experience. As a psychologist, I'm giving consultations daily. I'm talking with people all around the world that you got to take care of your emotional bank balance. 3-3 magic is about realizing how you feel. I've spoken about magic money is what you are going to attract externally. We never attract what we want. We always attract what we are. So it doesn't mean that if you think negative thoughts, negative things are going to happen to you. No, you got to become an alchemist, a wizard, where if you're stuck in an avalanche, you use your wand to get the hell out of there. Can I get a hello? 3-3 magic is really about a higher level of who you are. Now, many times I talk about becoming your greatest version. And people say, Ralph, wait a minute, we already are perfect. And I say, actually, you're right. We don't have to become anything. We already are amazing. We already are enough. At the same time, gosh, I love saying that. At the same time, right? That should be a meme. At the same time, Windows, new versions every year, right? Every couple of months, they got a new version out. Goodness gracious. Because you need to update yourself. You need to upgrade yourself. Let me upgrade you. Right? 3-3 magic right now, this being the year of unity on the planet, is where you're going to see a lot of content creators come out of the woodworks, right? That's what I'm seeing right now as the March 3rd Pisces. Pisces know what I'm talking about, right? There's going to be a hell of a lot of content creation that's going to help humanity rise even higher to their limitless nature, right? What else? We're also going to see that races are going to break down. The concept of race is going to break down even more in this year, and nationality, as people begin to see the truth even more. Manifesting 3-3 magic, which is what I call alignment magic, is really starting small. You see, many artists, I'm going to do a whole video for content creators, because I've been doing this for a long time, created a lot of abundance, and still am. A lot of people get stuck, once again, wiping the trophy. Biggest trap ever. My mentor said, look, don't rest on your laurels. To manifest 3-3 magic, you got to realize, once again, every day's new year. Look, right now, you're probably just rolling out of bed. You probably drunk so much last night, ate so much, you can't move. You see, that's how many of us live. Just like if you make a video, for example, I always tell people this. I've got viral videos. I've got over 42 million views, right? Over nearly 500,000 subscribers. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Because once again, every day, we're creating the magic. It's everyday magic. I'm not saying, gosh, yeah, look at everything I've done. That's how you get stuck. That's how you get trapped. Because once again, you're resting on your laurels. To manifest 3-3 magic, you have to see that every day is a new start. That no matter what's happened to you, right? So yesterday I had a video which I did which got deleted, which was going to be this one. So guess what? I just did it again. Can I get a hello there? It's the highest form of wizardry. You see, synchronicity emanating from the Greek syn, together, chronos, time, happening at the same time, is where you realize you can create anything. You can be anything once you start deleting the programs you have in your mind. Once you start realizing, hey, just as long as you are in alignment, you will be taken care of. All I have to do is just share. Right? I'm set. And that's all you have to do too. If you're a dancer, just dance. Don't worry about it. You're an artist, just draw, paint, and you will be taken care of. That's how 3-3 magic works. You got to be in alignment. The right people will find you when you are in the right place. Can I get a hello? And that's what I've seen along my journey. I know exactly who I'm connecting with. Right? Because once again, you know what time it is or what time it isn't, right? How the world is shifting to such a powerful place right now as we speak. But let me just tell people who are doubting themselves right now for the new year, because sometimes when you don't realize every day is a new year, you go with a program and you might feel inadequate, you might feel useless, that your life isn't going according to plan. Don't worry about it, because I was just like you. There were days where I thought, goodness gracious, life won't get any better. What happened? I took a small step. I did a little bit every single day, and I believed that things would get better. I know they did. They got tremendous. Can I get a hello there? Only through connecting with people who reminded me who I was. Your vibe attracts your tribe. You see, I'm not here just to make videos for everyone to say, oh my gosh. No, I've already gone past that stage, right? I've gone past that stage long time ago. I'm here right now as a wizard to once again trigger and be the catalyst for my former selves out there, right? Because everybody you see is you in a different space and time. So once again, if you've got a crazy idea, share it. Because it will probably change your life. That's what we call 3-3 magic. It's not about just doing what people want to hear. You got to do it for yourself. If people don't like it, too bad. Go and eat some grapes. Can I get a hello there? At least it's healthy. So once again, may this year be all you want. I know it's all I want already because it's right now. And just realize that, hey, you're good enough. Your message is good enough. I was skating yesterday and I told someone, look, they wanted to get into content creation. And I said, look, your presence alone is enough. Let me repeat that. Your presence alone is enough. That is ultimately 3-3 magic. So go out there, share, have fun, dance around, and have fun with the cat down the road. We're out here, baby. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You!